In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I am so thrilled and thankful for this Christmas season and all the celebrations that come along with it. Our liturgical calendar celebrates many prominent saints during Christmas time. On December 26th, just the day after Christmas, we celebrated the Feast of St. Stephen, the first deacon and the first Christian martyr. December 27th was the feast day of St. John the Apostle and Evangelist. Yesterday, December 28th, was Holy Innocents Day. We remember the slaughter of the Holy Innocents of Bethlehem by King Herod. We pray for the mercy and repose of the souls of all innocent victims who suffer injustice, then and now. Today is the first Sunday after Christmas, and according to our liturgical calendar, this Sunday takes precedence over the three holy days which follow Christmas Day. I would like to put our focus today on St. John the Apostle, since our gospel story comes from the Gospel of John. The Apostle John presents a breathtaking vision of the Word, revealing not only the pre-existence of Christ, but his role as the Creator, the light of the world, and the incarnate Savior who brings grace and truth to a broken humanity. This passage invites us to encounter Christ as the eternal Word, the divine revelation of God's love and truth, and to respond to his invitation to become children of God through faith. John tells us that in the beginning, the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Through the Word, all things were made, and nothing was made without him. This highlights Jesus' divine nature and his active role in creation. The entire universe, all life, and everything in it were made through him. This can seem very paradoxical when we're celebrating Jesus' birth during Christmas, as he appears as a helpless baby in a manger. Yet, John's passage calls us to remember that the same Jesus who was born in Bethlehem is the eternal Word who existed before time, created the world, and holds all things together. Let's explore the creation story in the passage, especially in the context of Christmas. It invites us to reflect on both the pre-existence of Christ and the mystery of his incarnation. The passage teaches us that Christ, referred as the Word, which is in Greek logos, was not only present at creation, but actively involved in it. Here's how this can be understood. The Word become flesh, drawn from John's Gospel, emphasizes the profound mystery of the incarnation and explores the continuing impact of Christ's birth and the application for the Christian life. The core of our passage from John is the incarnation. The Word becomes flesh and made his dwelling among us. During Christmas, we celebrate the moment when the eternal Word entered human history as a baby born to Mary. This event marks a profound mystery that the Creator of the universe humbled himself to become part of his own creation. The birth of Jesus is not just human birth. It is the Creator entering in his creation to bring light and life to all who believe and receive him. John highlights the profound revelation of who Christ is. Christ is in the Word. Christ is the Word that was with God from the beginning, and He is God Himself. Well, this passage reveals the Incarnation, where the eternal Word becomes flesh and dwells among us in the person of Jesus Christ. This verse also emphasizes that grace and truth that comes through Christ, offering life and light to all who believe in Him. It also contrasts that the rejection by some of the people who might not accept. And for those who don't believe, there are two main points to take away. The first is this: Christ is the source of truth, the source of true life and light. John 1, chapter 1, verse 4 states that Christ is life, and that life is the light of all mankind. Those who don't believe are invited to discover the true light that gives life, contrasting the darkness of the world with hope found in Christ. And the second is this: Jesus is God's invitation to relationship. The passage emphasizes that despite the rejection of Jesus by some, all who receive Him are given the right to become children of God. It is an invitation to embrace the grace and truth of God through the relationship of Jesus for those who might not yet believe. For non-believers, John calls them to reconsider the person of Jesus, urging to recognize Him as a divine Word who offers hope, life, and the opportunity to become part of God's family. In celebrating Christmas, we remember not just the birth of a child, but the revelation of the eternal God in human form. John's passage emphasizes that Christ existed long before the manger in Bethlehem. He was with God from the very beginning, before foundations of the world. Christmas is therefore both a celebration of His entrance into the world and a reminder of His eternal divine nature. The birth of Jesus is the humble setting of Bethlehem. Is a dramatic, tangible expression of Creator's love for His creation. And the significance of our life today, for believers, John invites us to celebrate Jesus' birth not as the beginning of His earthly life, but also as the fulfillment of God's plan for creation. He is the light in the darkness, offering life to all who believe. As we celebrate Christmas, we are reminded that Jesus came to restore what is broken in creation through His life, death, and resurrection. Christmas, then, is a time to reflect on how a Creator entered His creation to redeem it. As we celebrate the birth of Christ, John calls us to recognize the mystery of the Incarnation, the eternal Word of God, through whom all things were made, humbling Himself to become flesh for our salvation. Christmas is just not about historical events, but about the ongoing reality that the Creator of the universe entered the Word in the most unexpected way. He didn't remain distant, but entered into our lives to bring us life, to bring us life, and to bring us hope. Let this Christmas tide bring us the light of Christ, filled with hope, peace, joy, and love. Amen.
Amen.